Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witches. I am Dorian Wallace, and I am usually joined by my lovely sister, Raina, but I will be flying solo for the first few minutes of the show because her poor behind is still driving in this wet weather back to the house, and she was going to reach a spot where she would lose me. Otherwise, she would be doing it for the road. So I'm going to go ahead and give her a disclaimer. This is not a PG-rated show. As you can see on the title, that, yes, we are explicit. We do get very liberal with the language at points. So if you've got any sensitive people, you should probably get them out of the room or turn this off and listen to us later, please. And I'm going to give my shout-out to my cousin Jessica up in New Jersey. I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips because I love you, Jess. So it has been a I don't know. It's not really been a very difficult week. I see signs of Mercury retrograde starting to dissipate, as it were. A lot of people have gotten hit hard by this one. I know some friends who have lost some fur babies and some not so furry babies, and my heart goes out to them. And just all the stuff going on in the world. But I did get some exciting news. I haven't been able to tell Sis this yet, but we have a bill heading to Pat McCrory, and I believe he has already approved it, but it's for cannabis oil use, for medical use only. But yeehaw, step in the right direction. You know, you can only slow progress down so much before it goes, oh gosh, and of course my computer's trying to restart on me. Anyway, yeah, I'm kind of boring when I don't have anybody to riff off of. So hopefully your summer is going well. Kids are out of school. Hopefully they're not driving you nuts yet. I've been able to go take the kids to a couple things, and you know, we've gone to movies, and they opened up an aquarium not too far from us, actually in a mall, which I thought would be weird, but it was actually really cool. Quite a few, like seahorses and octopi and sharks, little sharks, but sharks nonetheless. My friend's son was extremely excited about that because he's on a shark trip right now. So, what's going on in the world? Yeah, I'm waiting for her to just give me a message. Let me know that she's ready to come on. So, yeah, I'm sorry if I am boring you guys at the moment. I apologize. What to talk about? I was not prepared. Oh, apparently it is dark of the moon, so hopefully you guys are taking your respite and gathering your strength for the waxing moon. I know I've got a couple fires in the poker that hopefully will be coming to fruition pretty soon, but everything seems to be going pretty good right now. I'm enjoying it. And we have some exciting guests coming up within the next couple months. If you guys would like to be a guest, you've got something to promote within the pagan community, please feel free to contact us. But yeah, we have Peter Padden coming up. Next week, Taliesin will be back on for the 4th of July. So it's not going to be a very long show, but we will update you guys on what's going on in Washington and whatnot. And Peter Padden, I'm excited because I have a few of his books and very, very informative. He doesn't do things traditionally, which me personally, I like. I like that. And thrill of all thrills, I am so friggin' excited. I asked Dave Wakeling from the English Beats, the Beats, General Public, if you guys know those bands, and he will be coming on pretty soon. So I'm like, yay, I'm going to fangirl it. So I apologize in advance. let's see, what else is going on in the world? You know what? I'm going to be lazy, and I'm just going to go to see what's on Facebook. How would I do that? This is interesting. This is a very interesting show. let's see. So the good-looking guy from, what's his name, Jeremy Meeks, the sexy felon, which, I'm sorry, yes, he's a good-looking guy. I get it. But, ladies, seriously, this is a convicted felon. I don't care how sexy he is. You don't want that mess. Why would you do that? That's just silly. So apparently he has said that he will gladly take the offer of hosting his own program, and it's always been his dream to get out of arms dealings and move into the entertainment world. So, yeah, he's an arms dealer. That's super sexy. Yeah, and you know, if only I could get out of the arms dealing business myself, maybe I could be a teacher or something. And I don't know if that was part of what he said. But, yeah, so Oprah apparently posted bail for him. And here we go again. Here we go again with making people famous for nothing. You know, I don't know. That really just kind of bothers me. It really does. Because, you know, there are so many talented people in the world, so many people struggling and, you know, trying to make their way in this world. And here, you know, somebody gets arrested and just because they're good looking, here, have your own show. I don't get that. I don't know. But anyway, let's see. What else? Sis, where you at? I'm dying here. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm boring you guys. I really am. What else? I got nothing. I have nothing. I don't know, and I'm just going to sit here and say I don't know until my sister comes back. See, this is why I can't do this show without her, because I have no idea what to talk about. So, yeah, it's raining. It's actually thunder, lightning, pouring down rain right now. Yay. Trying to think of anything interesting that has happened to me. Synchronicity. I've noticed a lot lately as far as within the past couple months. Usually I will find that, you know, everything kind of coincides and, you know, I'll see things in numbers of three. But they usually only last, like, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks at most. And this has been going on for, like, months. You know, just something will be mentioned, and then it'll be mentioned again, and then it'll be mentioned again. But, like, separate individuals that have, you know, no conversation with each other or are not talking about that. But it's just, I find it strange. So I don't know if anybody else has been feeling that or noticing, like, coincidences or, you know, synchronicity or serendipity. I don't know which word. But I don't know, it's very strange, and I'm trying to think of an example of, like, okay, I have, you know, a couple clients that are fairly regular, and I was wondering about one the other day. I think this was 2 weeks ago. And I was wondering about him. I was like, you know, I haven't heard from that person. I wonder if he's okay. I wonder how everything worked out for him, for when I read for him. And, yeah, he, within, I think it was like 2 days, he was on my mind. And then he contacted me. And I was like, okay, that's weird. And then another client, like, I don't know, last week, I was thinking about him. And he contacted me. Yeah, just things like that, you know. So I don't know. I don't know if anybody else is finding, you know, it increasing, so to speak, or staying around if you ever have it happen. So I don't know. Just a curiosity on my point. Anyway. So what else? I don't see anything on Facebook. I don't know. So yeah. I'm a boring person. I'm boring by myself unless I have something specific to talk about. So I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. The first half of the show is just going to be a train wreck. But she's getting in the house and settling down, and hopefully everything is okay. And we will be hearing from her shortly. Or we will just end this early, because hopefully she got home okay. And I'm kind of worried about her. Let's see. Pagan news. I don't know. I don't know, nothing really huge has happened this week. I mean, thankfully, knock on wood, no shootings. That I am very, very, very happy about. Let's see. And I'm sure the people who, you know, are not getting shot are very happy about that too. So, yeah, that's not something to joke about. But I don't know. I don't know what to talk about. So I tell you what, we are just going to go ahead and end the show because I don't know where Raina is, and I don't want to bore the heck out of you people. I'm so sorry. So we'll wait around for a few minutes. Hi, Tom. How are you? Thank you. I appreciate you coming in the chat room. And by the way, I do have the chat room open. I don't know if you guys can hear. I'm on my old computer, not the tablet, so I'm actually able to open it. I'm very happy about that, and the fact that it was already up here, so I didn't have to lug it all the way upstairs, because this thing's heavy. Anyway, so yeah, let's see what's going on in the pagan world. Wild Hunt. Let's see. Okay, that's about tying the knot, pagan hand fasting. But yeah, you know what? That's going to be very long, so I'll just let you guys read it. Oh, God, I am horrible at this. So, yeah. Well. Oh, I have a question in the chat room. Actually, my summer solstice was very quiet. Thank you for asking. Hopefully yours was nice. I don't know. It's been hot and muggy and usually rainy in the afternoons, but we haven't gotten a good thunderstorm in a couple of days. But I didn't really do any spell work because, I don't know, I've been doing so much over the past couple months that I was just like, you know what, I'm going to plant something and take a break. So I planted some sunflower seeds and honored the gods and left some food out. Oh, yeah, it's very humid down in Florida. I've been there once, I've been there twice, to Siesta Key, which was the ocean breeze that really helps. I'm not sure what part of Florida you're from, but it's absolutely gorgeous down there. Jacksonville, we stopped in, and it was very muggy, but, you know, I know some people like that. I'm not a hot weather girl, I have to say. I'm like, don't kill me, I'm actually missing the snow. I would be happy if it came back. I know in some places it's actually still snowing. That's actually good. Thomas says he's been feeding the birds and planting bird seed at the same time, which that's awesome. You know, that's probably my favorite way to honor the gods is to leave food out for the birds and the squirrels and, well, we've got raccoons, bunnies, deer. I think we've even spotted some coyote in the neighborhood, but thankfully not too many. I think there's only been two, so I'm like, yeah. No. I thought I left the coyotes in California, but apparently they followed me here anyway. Oh, goodness. Oh, Miami. Miami is supposedly gorgeous. I've never been there, but I want to go sometime. I'm sure it's probably better, like, in the winter months. I can imagine, anyway. But, oh, and there is Raina. Let me see. Is she? Okay, there we go. All right, I'm going to call in my sister real quick so I'm not boring you guys to death. And thank you, Thomas. I appreciate the conversation. You've been very lovely and kind.
Hey!
Hey!
How's the show going?
Oh, my God. I am boring the ever-living shit out of these people. I am so sorry. And one of our listeners, Thomas, here has been keeping me company and giving me something to talk about. So hats off to you, Thomas. I really appreciate you.
Thanks for filling in, Thomas. What?
I am no good at this without you.
None
whatsoever.
I'm not crazy enough to attempt the show without you. I that's just not a winner for me. Okay, so hi, motherfuckers! How you doing, bitches? Happy fucking Friday!
I bet you are very happy to be out of there.
Holy fucking shit. Can I just say, I'm assuming
yes.
You gave the disclaimer. I'm assuming you did your shout-out.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
She is such a good girl. Okay, so I was supposed to leave the office at 2 o'clock. 2 oh, fucking clock today. I said, hey, I've been working a lot of long hours, and I actually got FaceTime with the boss today. And she's like, so I heard you tell Mike you wanted to leave at 2. I said, yeah. She says, how's that working out for you? I'm like, all right, listen. Because everybody makes fun of me, because every week I say, I'm going to leave early. I got shit to do. Raina has a life. Well, Raina thought she had a life, but apparently work is like 3/4 of my life right now. I'm like, for real, you need to ease up the fuck off me. So anyway, she's making fun of me because she's like, yeah, you're going to leave at 2 o'clock. And she's saying this to me at like 1/4 of 2. I'm like, yeah, I already know. I said, listen, at least I'm making the attempt, you know. She's like, I said, listen, here's the situation, because she wanted to know if I was coming in tomorrow, because, you know, I've been working Saturdays since March, And I said, no, I'm not working Saturdays until the so-and-so who's pregnant goes on maternity leave. I said, listen, I told you guys, I know you guys were worried about me because I was pushing it, working 6 days a week and night and, you know, all the time. And I said, look, there was a need. I had to do what I had to do to keep us rolling. I said, now that things have eased off a little bit, I'm, you know, going to start leaving early, you know, like I said I was going to do. I said, but be prepared. When this one goes on maternity leave, it's back to the six-day-a-week grind. So she's like, oh, you know, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, so fucking 4 or 5 o'clock rolls around, and my happy ass is still in the fucking chair. I'm like, really? Really? Not that y'all need to know, because they don't, but I'm sitting there thinking, I've got a fucking radio show to do at 7 o'clock. How am I going to negotiate this out? So I had two options. I could leave at 6 and try to get home before the show started, leave at 7 and do the entire show from the car, which I don't think would have been too much fun because I do a lot of cursing at traffic, and if they're with me to see the traffic, what the fuck is the point of that? So I was like, all right, I'm getting my ass in the car. I'm going to truck it down the road and see if I can make it in before the show starts. But fucking no, because I live in the country where traffic is 55 for a couple of blocks in some areas and then 35, 30, and then 25. The rest of the way. And when you get to my street, it goes down to 20. I'm like, I can walk faster than drive my fucking car. So, people have been driving me up a fucking wall this week. I don't know about y'all, but I, like 2 weeks ago, there was some weird psychic bullshit activity going on, and like everything was feeling crazy. I thought I was having panic attacks and shit. I thought I didn't know what the hell was going on. Shit was falling off the chain. This week, all of a sudden, I'm like feeling like in my power. Y'all know what I mean when I say in your power. I'm meaning that like you know what you know because you know. And other people kind of give you that look like, what the fuck happened? All of a sudden, you know, you went from being this quiet, regular person to being this like all-powerful Oz type person. So this is my all-powerful Oz type week. And, you know, my boss taps me for some psychic stuff on occasion now that she's aware of a bit more about me. This is after almost 9 years of knowing her. She's first learning it now because I'm first trusting her now. And she's like, so I'm like, yeah. That's all right. Hey, it takes as long as it takes. If I don't feel like I can tell you some shit, I ain't going to tell you nothing. And it could take years before I'm ready. But we've been friends. We were friends before she was my boss, and she didn't know shit then. So I was like, yeah, you know, it's all right. It took some time, but now I worked my way up to it, and now she knows a goodly amount of shit, but not everything. So I'm like, hey, I got a bad vibe. Be really fucking careful. And she's like, oh, okay. So we start having this conversation, and I'm like, listen. And she didn't want to believe what I was saying. And I said, listen, if I had told you a year and a half ago what I was feeling then, you wouldn't have believed me then about this other person either. And she was like, that's not necessarily true. I'm like, you know what? There's no way to prove that out. So why don't we just drop that part of that conversation? And why don't you just take your little psychic wench's advice and just file it under your hat for now. I'm like, and you can come back and confirm some shit to me later, which happens more often than not. So she's like all disagreeing. No, so-and-so's not doing such and such. And I'm like, bitch, I told you I felt some shit. So you're just going to have to trust me and come back to me with the answer later. Because I don't ask her for information. I'm like, here, you keep what I'm telling you and get back to me. So I'm interested to see if she comes up with anything to tell me next week. So that's going to be interesting. Oh, speaking of next week, Fourth of July is on fucking Friday. What the hell?
I know. I was figuring, I talked to Taliesin today.
What'd he say?
Oh, what'd he say? I thought you were saying Thursday. I was like, what? he was all for it. He thought it was going to be this week. And I was like, no, I need to just schedule some sister time because I never fucking get to talk to her.
Ever.
And
I know.
He was cool with that. But I told him that, you know, we'll do a shorter show if that's okay with you. You know.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Short's good.
I'm good. Short's good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because by the time we get going, we'll probably be about an hour into it, maybe an hour and a half, and that should be a good cutoff time because they're going to start shooting fireworks off in this neighborhood.
I know, and we're not going to be able to hear each other, much less anything else. Okay, so here's what pissed me off when I finally made it to the house. Now, this is like in the last 20 minutes. So I ordered something off eBay, right? It was a buy it now price. And I said, okay, I'm good with that. I will buy it now. And I fucking get home, and there's this USPS, sorry we missed you, delivery thing with postage due. I'm like, no fucking way.
What?
It's like she didn't, the person I bought it from didn't, it was saying amount due $6.40. So when I catch up to this woman, it's going to be funny because I'll be like, dude, I paid you your asking price, and the post office is saying that there's still $6.40 due on it. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she,
it's like,
she
oh,
shipped it COD?
No. It cost more than $6 to ship it, trust me. But she didn't, I don't know why the fuck she didn't put enough postage on it, but that's just weird.
Wow.
I thought that, like, if you send something and you didn't put enough postage on it, like, they don't take it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the postman will be like, fuck you. You didn't pay enough. We're not taking your shit. Put some more money on this bad boy.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, no, it clearly states that postage is due. It is not checked. COD is not checked. So she done fucked up. So I'm going to have to write off a, hey, help me out here, Graham, after we're off the air. That'll be interesting. So I've been battling for like 20 minutes straight now, or 10 minutes straight. So what the fuck's going on with you? You heard my shit. What's your shit?
Oh, my God. I think my shit just broke. Because my computer apparently is shutting off. What the hell? Oh, my God. Okay,
well, we're still on air.
Yeah, we're still on the air, so I'm sorry if the chat room has disappeared. My computer just decided to act like an asshole. What the hell?
Is this the new
one? See, this is why
is
I didn't...
This is the
old one because I wasn't able to watch
the
chat room with the tablet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, are you fucking kidding me with this shit?
Wow. I'm sorry. That's aggravating as a motherfucker.
Fucking Windows decided to update. Fuck you, computer. Fuck you up the ass sideways with a fucking cactus. Son of a bitch. You know what, though? Hey,
ow.
If we're still on the air, sorry. Yeah, that's about the most string of curse words that I've done in a while.
See what happens when you don't get enough sister time. Sister time!
Exactly.
Sister time. Oh, wow. I am like... So I drive an hour. That's fun. After working for 11 hours, oh, that's fun too. Except for the 10 minutes I got in the car and went down the street with the pregnant chick to get lunch.
Oh.
So my day actually... That's not even true. I got to the office before 6:30, so I was working actually 11 and a half fucking hours, Can you believe that bullshit? Ridiculous.
No. That's crazy. They work you to the bone.
Well, they ought to pay me like they're working me to the bone. That's for sure, but they're not. But that's okay because I get other consideration. I get to work from the ranch 2 days a week, and then I come in for the tail end. See, now what motherfuckers don't realize is I have 4 weeks of vacation time coming to me, and I haven't used any of it yet. So I'm going to start taking. So here's what I'm going to do, because I never go anywhere for extended periods of time. I'm going to just start taking Fridays off. It's like I'll be in Wednesday and Thursday, but Friday is my happy ass isn't going anywhere. Because quite frankly, it's not worth it to be in traffic at, you know, even 4 o'clock in the afternoon on, I-85 is a nightmare. Because 2 exits after I get on, the bitch comes to a standstill. Now, what I found out today was that they're doing road work. But you know what? I was cruising through tonight after 6, and I thought, oh, okay, it won't be a big deal. Oh, au contraire, it was a big deal. Because traffic once again came to a standstill, even at 20 after 6. I was like, this is fucked up. So, I don't think I'm doing that shit anymore.
Good.
I think
it'd
I'm just
be nice
gonna
to
say,
you take some time off.
Yeah. It would be nice. So, we'll see. I don't know. I make a lot of idle threats, and nothing ever happens, to be honest with you.
Well,
because
they talk you out of it.
Well,
before... Let's be fair, because before you weren't coming into work at all, and then it was one day a week, and then it went to 2 days a week, and now it's like 3 days a week. Was it 2 days a week?
It was 2 days a week when I got back. Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah, and now it's 3 days a week.
So by virtue of my vacation time, I'm just going to make it back down to 2 days a week. Fuck them.
There you go.
I am entitled to the time.
Hell yes.
Just saying. Yeah, but you know what? Whether or not I'm physically there 2 days a week or 3 days a week, they're getting 6 days a week of work out of me every week. No matter where I am.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. They get 7 days a week at work out of you. Who are you kidding?
Well,
you are
practically
on that phone all the time.
I am. I actually, you know, if a normal work week is 40 hours, I do work at least 48. But the reality is I work closer to 60 hours a week.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
you
sorry.
Say stupid.
My poor sister feels neglected. I don't get to talk to you. I mean, I tried to call you today, and motherfuckers were like knocking on the door. We need to talk. All right, fine. Whatever. It's like, I tried. I did try to call you today.
Oh, I know you did. I mean, actually, I think this week we've talked a little bit more than we have in the past couple weeks. And it's, I know. I try to,
because
we've talked, like, at least for a few minutes, like 3 times this week.
Oh, my God. It used to be we were on the phone all day, every day.
Yeah, like 3 and 4 times a day.
At least, and then
you know.
At night. When the show started 2 years ago, we were on the phone all the time.
So everything's back up and running.
Oh, you got the chat room back?
Yeah. And Yeah, Thomas is still in there. So sorry about that. I don't know if we disappeared or not, or if it was just on my end, but I apologize about that because that was just bizarre. My computer just decided, okay, I'm going to take a quick nap.
Excuse me while like, I yeah. take a shit.
Yeah. It's like, no, you don't go walking off in the middle of the show, motherfucker. You know? I need you. Oh,
that's
my
funny.
Goodness.
Okay, we have crossed a new threshold of bullshit in my daytime life. My clients are now emailing me on my personal email.
Oh.
I know. I'm like, really?
I got
dinged while we were on the air on my personal email. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I open it up. It's work. I'm like, no. Fuckers,
tricky.
Alone. I know. And it's not even anything that important.
Ugh.
I don't get it.
That's so annoying. It's like the minute you get on the phone. Well, you've experienced it, especially with my younger one. But the older one does it, too. As soon as I get on the phone. Mom. And it's like, you know, trying to hold up a finger to them while I'm talking to the person on the phone. You know, like, that's the universal signal.
They're not looking.
Yeah. It's like right in front of their face. That's the universal signal for just a minute. You know, or I will point and mouth, I am on the phone. That doesn't stop them. The older one, most of the time it does stop him, but the younger one just plows right through. And I'm like...
Well, yeah. You have not officially taught him that the official signal for shut the fuck up is the hand gesture. You may have to show it to him again.
You know what I'm going to do? From now on, is I'm just
going
to start carrying this spray bottle with me.
Oh, no.
It works on him, too.
To see that.
It's like, I mean, believe me, when they were little, they got spankings. Not like they got beat with a belt or anything, you know, but they got swatted on their padded butts, you know, and now it's like, you know, no, because I'm not one to take like a wooden spoon to my children. Although it has crossed my mind on occasion, but it's like okay.
Fuck it, I have. I went old school on a couple of motherfuckers when they were young. Oh no, because I had toys, and you know when you're shorter than your kid, and all they do is stand there and laugh at you like you know, oh, isn't she cute, trying to spank me and whatnot. And I'm like, oh, no, I ain't putting up with that bullshit. I'm fierce, man. I will come after you with a motherfucking hairbrush, a broom, whatever is local, heavy and handy. I will beat you with it. But my kids will tell you, their beatings didn't last long because I was a thorough motherfucker when they were little. If you were old enough to walk around, you were old enough to get your butt spanked. Absolutely. I have told the story before. I was, and that only lasted for a little while. I didn't have to issue that many beatings because nobody likes a true ass whooping, you know?
Yeah.
And if you do, you're a motherfucking kinky, come and see me. That's a separate issue. But anyway.
Oh, yes, my
ma'am.
Goodness. Yeah.
Well,
so
it's I'm a firm believer in the spanking. Firm believer.
Oh, yeah, no.
Firm believer.
No, definitely. But, I honestly... It's less work for me, and all I have to do is shake it and point it at them, and they go running. And I'm like, it's effective. I don't have to expend any energy. I don't have to feel, you know, guilty or whatnot afterward. It's like, no, get away from your mother.
I want some space. I need some space. You need to get up off me.
Get up out of my grill.
Yeah. But anyway, what else is going on? How's your all your other situations that we haven't even had a chance to discuss?
Well, actually, I was talking about this in the beginning of the show because, yeah, I was like grasping for stuff to talk about. But I have found, and I'm curious, maybe you've had this happening to you as well, but usually when we have serendipitous moments, you know, or the synchronicity, you know, like I was saying that a couple of my clients, they crossed my mind very hard. You know, it was like, oh, I wonder how this person is doing, and they kind of lingered there for a day or two, and then those clients contacted me.
Yeah,
within like 48 hours.
Yeah,
yeah,
it happens a lot.
Okay, because usually it only lasts for, I don't know, probably about like 2 or 3 weeks. And this time it's been going on for months. I mean, and it's been getting stronger, and it's with all sorts of things. I mean, like, you know, I can't even think of an example off the top of my head, but, you know, I'll see something mentioned here, and then I see it mentioned there, and then somebody in the household will bring it up, and I'm like, okay, that's the third time I've heard about that within a couple days. And it's stuff that, you know, you usually don't think about or doesn't cross your mind or, you know, just weird stuff. Like, okay, perfect example, and I actually even posted this on my Facebook page. I was thinking of this 80s show. It was a kid's show on Nickelodeon way back when. I used to get up really early on Saturday mornings because it would come on at like 6 o'clock. But it was a little kid's show. But I loved it. I was like maybe 12, 13 at the time, but I loved the show. I don't know why. And it was called Pinwheel. And lo and behold, you know, it had crossed my mind. And like within a couple hours, somebody, I was thinking of it the night before. And the next day, somebody had posted a YouTube video of the intro song. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I didn't know anybody else knew about that show, let alone post the song the night or the day after I was like singing it in my head. You know, even though we're witches, sometimes this shit still freaks us out too. At least you know for me.
Yeah, depending on what it is, it still freaks me out. Depending on the accuracy, I think, when the accuracy happens, because as I'm very fond of saying, anyone who tells you that they're on target 100% of the time is lying and full of shit.
Exactly.
You know, and I don't trust anyone who tells me that they're always accurate, because I've never seen it. I've never seen anybody be accurate 100% of the time. Honestly, I have never met anybody who was accurate 90% of the time. So all that hoo-ha about, you know, no, bullshit. But anyway, so depending on the accuracy, that's the part that freaks me out. I'm kind of trying to get people that I care about more acclimated to, you know, hey, I'm picking this up. You might want to pay attention. You know, I also have the I also get into the problem of when people find out that you can pick stuff up out of the ether sometimes, they confuse it with being omnipotent. It's like, no. I don't know everything. I'm not a god, as it were. I'm just telling you about the shit I get messages for. You just might want to pay attention. It might mean something to you later on. I just translate the information. I'm not making this shit happen, you know? So I get very, very leery around people who are like, well, I do this, and I do this, and I do that. You will very rarely hear me talk about, well, these are my abilities. I don't do it. I may tell you that I have instances where I tell people about shit and shit happens, but I do not walk around, and very rarely will I talk about what I can do on the air, because it's not necessary. if you have to talk about, well, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other thing all the time, I kind of look at you sideways like, who are you trying to convince? You know?
Yeah.
So, that's kind of my jaundiced view on it, but. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I still get a thrill when somebody says, let me tell you about what happened after you said what you said. That's always a thrill. You like to know you were right. It gives you a little charge. Oh, good, I was on the right path with telling you this. I'm glad I told you, you know, stuff like that. Especially when you're giving a reading and somebody's paying for it. It's like, you know, I've given money back saying, listen, I'm sorry, I can't read you. I tried. I'm not getting anything. There's too many people who will be like, oh, I'm going to make some shit up, and it'll sound good no matter what. That always pisses me off. So I'd rather just hand you back your money and say, let's try again another time, because apparently this isn't going to work out tonight or today or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, I've done the exact same thing, because there are certain people that, you know, it's like, okay, I'm seeing the cards, but I'm not feeling the cards, and I'm definitely getting crickets. You know, and if that's the case, I will give them their money back and just say, you know, hey, I'm sorry. And I've even had a couple people say, no, keep it. Let's try it in a week or so. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, absolutely, that's your choice if that's what you would like to do. But if I can't read for you again, I'm definitely giving you your money back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or I will compensate you something from my store that is around the same price, you know, or maybe even a little bit more. Because, I don't like that. You know, I'm in the same boat as you. It's like, don't tell people something just to tell them something. Because, you know, in all likelihood, they may come back to you, and then, you know, I mean, you kind of keep a base knowledge of clients, especially, you know, ones that come to you often. You kind of know the story behind what they're talking about. But, you know, you don't want them going off with the wrong information. That's like, you know, I don't know what to compare it to, but it's just mean.
I think it's greedy.
Yeah.
If you're doing it just to make money, you're doing a major disservice to everybody else who's in the industry, quote unquote, and you're giving yourself
a
really bad reputation.
Yeah,
you know?
And then you have people that are genuine being accused of being charlatans. I mean, because like, oh, God, when that whole Sylvia Brown thing went down, you know, rest her soul, but when it turned out that she was wrong about one of the kidnapped girls being dead and the mother, you know, wound up dying from heartbreak, it was like, oh, my God. Then everybody was coming after us with, like, pitchforks and you know, torches and shit, and it's like, you know, my sister
exaggerates. Nobody came after anybody with pitchforks and torches.
Well, yeah, theoretically. Yeah, I don't mean actually. Sorry. But no, I mean, it was I lost a couple friends because it was like, you know, all psychics are frauds and all this and all that. And it's like, you know, you don't know every psychic. You don't know the spectrum. I am very much into science. I am very much into scientific explanations. There are some things that we can do that science cannot explain. You know, and that's fine. You don't have to believe me, but don't call me a liar from my personal experiences. You know, that's me. You know,
well,
don't say that to anybody else.
My first husband actually gives classes on quantum magic, which is which does give a scientific explanation of magic. So if anybody's interested in that, his Facebook page is The Quantum Witch. But, yeah, so they're actually, what we do can be explained scientifically. It can be. I don't understand it. I don't try to explain it. That is his domain. So if anybody is interested in a scientific explanation of magic, that's the person you need to ask. Quantum Witch on Facebook. He knows what he's talking about. He's got a lot of experience. He's given classes, done some writings about it. It's interesting stuff. As a matter of fact, I noticed today that our friend Andre Vitamus is working on a book and has met with some quantum scientific people to explain magic as well. So there are a good number of our folks out there trying to explain the connections. I don't have a head for that kind of shit. I'm like, okay, if that helps people sleep better at night and not think I'm going to turn them into a newt or something, I'm good with that. I don't give a shit. Go ahead. write yourself a book. You know, do what you do. Get it out there. Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada.
Well, because I just, you know, everybody's looking for a real explanation, you know, a concrete something they can hold on to. And, you know, it's faith like any other faith. Sometimes you can't always see it. You know, it's there whether you see it or not. It's the basis of all faith. Can you suspend belief long enough to actually accept X, Y, or Z? It's really fun, and this is the analogy I love. Like when people are watching Game of Thrones, and they'll say, you know, and something will happen, and you know, you're watching the show, you're really into the show, you've been watching all the seasons, and then something happens, and somebody will say, well, wait a minute, that couldn't happen. I'm like, oh, okay, but the dragons and the other magic is cool. This particular aspect over here, you're finding hard to believe in this entire world fucking fantasy. It's like, really? You know, it's kind of like True Blood. Well, a lot of people think True Blood took a really bad turn. You know, well, they're doing this on True Blood, and that's not based in fact. Yeah, like vampires, you know, we were good with the vampires, but you're having a problem with this little aspect of magic over here. Okay, you go ahead.
I have to say, I've been watching True Blood from the beginning. Oh, my God, I am so bored with it. I just, I don't even want to watch the last fucking season. It's just awful.
It's awful.
I mean, I don't want to give away anything. But it's horrible. And it needs more Lafayette. You know, put more Lafayette in there. Just have him the whole show. Get rid of that whiny-ass bitch, Sookie. You know, and Bill, oh, my God, I can't stand him anymore. It's like, oh, God, I hate it. I don't think I'm going to watch the rest of it. I really don't. I could give two shits about it. Or any of the characters anymore. It's like... Sorry.
Anyway, the point I was going to make was I've been watching this fucking series now the entire time. For me, you got to... Now it's a question of pride, and I got to ride it out till the end because I'm already fucking invested. So
yeah.
I'm hanging in there through the last season. And to be honest with you, so far, not as bad as last season. So I have hope yet.
I probably will watch it, but I'm not going to be upset if I miss any. I'm just like, just go away. You know, I've just had it.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I tell Anna Paquin that you're not interested.
Well, I could have told her if she didn't befriend me. Now, she's absolutely the sweetest person on the face of the earth, but I don't like her as Sookie. Oh, my God, I hate that character now. I liked her in the beginning, but now it's just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. No more.
Okay. I'm enjoying it. I'm actually enjoying it now, but that's okay. You know, not everybody
good.
Is, I'm sure. I'm sure a lot
yeah.
of people are just over it. Then that's fine.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, I don't understand that. Like, people who get upset at others that, like, okay, you don't like a show. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to like Game of Thrones. I don't care. It has no bearing on whether I'm going to be your friend or not.
Right.
You know, it's I don't understand
well,
people like that. I do get the whole spoiler thing, though. That
mm-hmm.
I do get. It's like, no, don't do that. Not cool.
No, it takes all the fun out of it.
Exactly. You know, it's like, mm-mm. Yeah, and don't ruin it for other people. That's just not cool.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm babbling. I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, and I just realized we've got like 4 minutes left.
You want to wrap it up?
Sure.
Go ahead, baby.
Sure. All right. So go enjoy your True Blood this weekend. just ignore me. This is my only thing. I will, like I said, most likely be watching it. It's not positive, but maybe. Anyway, go enjoy your weekend. Have
yes.
a safe and happy summer so
yes.
far. Yay, 4th of July is next weekend. And then it's going to start getting cooler again.
Is it? When?
I think. Well, no, hope, not soon enough for me, but.
In the
you
beginning
know,
of
like,
July, do you realize that all of July, August, and September have to pass before it cools off at all?
Yeah, I know. I'm wishful thinking. I am wishful thinking. See, if you think it, the universe will make it so. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
No, I'm fine. If it stays like in the upper 80s, I'm okay. But once it gets past 90,
I know.
I'm not a happy camper, and I'm hibernating in the house or in the mall. Or well, no, not really the mall because I hate the mall. But somewhere cool and quiet or loud, I don't give a shit. Oh, and if you were
what?
In the Charlotte area, I took the kids for a second one, but go to Imagineon. It's a library here in Uptown Charlotte. It's awesome. And I'm going to shut up now and let you say something because we're about to go off.
Bright blessings, everybody. We'll see you next week.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.